Okay, today's daf is Mi'ilah daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on the last full blot of Maseches Mi'ilah. Tomorrow we finish a Mi'ilah and start Kinim. Right, unusual, but they're on the same daf. But Hashem, that'll be starting tomorrow. But today we still have full Mi'ilah day. Last full Mi'ilah day. So the Gemara on Chaf Mabeis discussing the Mishnah from the previous Amud. The Mishnah tells us, gets into the last parak, which talks about shlichus regarding Mi'ilah, and the Mishnah said that if a shliach follows exactly what he's supposed to do, shliach hazeh shlichuso, then we say the balabayas violates the isser of Mi'ilah. We say the principle of yesh shliach lezvar aveira, the mishaleach, as long as his will is fulfilled, will violate. But if the shliach does not do what he's supposed to do, so then he violates Mi'ilah because you cannot link it back to the Mishaleach. It's not fair. Right? The Shlichus is Batel because he didn't do exactly what he was supposed to do. Then the Mishnah gave an example. What happens if there is a little change? If the Baal Bayis says, please give my guests a piece of meat, and it happened to be chulin, he thought it was chulin meat, but it really was kachem meat. Give him a piece of meat. And he says to them, please take two pieces of meat, and they end up taking three pieces of meat. So the shliach did exactly what the Baal Bayis told him to do, plus, right, he said take two pieces, and the archim did a little bit even more. They took an extra one. They took three. So the Mishnah said they are kulam ma'alu. They all violate the isser of Mi'ilah. So the Gemara now commenting, Chacham Abayis, at the bottom, Amar lo ten lo chaticha chulu. This is relating to that last case. Shbamino, what do you see from the Mishnah? From the fact that the Baal Bayis violates, even though he only told the shliach one, and the shliach did two, so you might have said that that's a total change of the shlichus. And the shlichus is batel, just like if he would have brought something totally different, or done something totally different. But instead the Gemara said, Oshvamina, Mosavah shlichus avi shliach. The Gemara says, don't you see from here that if somebody is Mosavah a shlichus, he is still considered a shliach. It's not considered bitel a shlichus if I just add on to what I was asked to do. So don't you see that from here, Tosis points out that in Ksubis this is an Ibaya. That's the problem. The Gemara doesn't quote this as a Raya. There in Ksubis on Daf Sadeches. So the question, they're talking about land. If somebody asks you to buy a certain piece of land and you go and buy double that land, is that an Akiras HaShlichus or is that a Hosafa Al HaShlichus? So the Gemara says from our Mishnah, it appears that it is Hosafa. So Amar Rav Sheshi says, no. Maybe really you would say in a general case, Mosif on Shlichus is not a Shlichus. But here, the shliach said something. Amar of Sheshes, the Amar shliach tol ato achas bidaito v'achas bidaiti. The shliach separated. The shliach said, you know what? One of these is from the Baal Bayis. One of them is from me. So there, even if you want to say Mosif usually ruins the shlichus, here, no. Here he's doing two separate things. Here he's saying, take one meat CD. That's the one that he, the shliach, violates in, and then one from the Das Baal Bayis, that's the one that the Baal Bayis violates in. So, there's no raya. So, Gemara says, what was the Havamina? So, the Tema, you might have said, even when he separates the two, and he says, this is mine, this is the Baal Bayis, is Ma'od the Tema, Akar, Shliach, Shlichus, the Baal Bayis, Velo Limal, you might say, it's still a bit of the Shlichus, and therefore, he, the Baal Bayis, does not violate Kamash Malan, he does violate in this. In this case, right? that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, even in a case where he separates. If you look in the Rambam paskins that if somebody is mosif, he is not in violation. He is not in bittel. But the Rambam does have a distinction between not saying anything and saying anything. You don't get that from the Gemara. From the Gemara, you might have just said kamash malan. There's no bittel. We don't know anything about bittel shlichus. But we know in this case where he specified that there's not bittul shlichus. The Rambam passes there's no bittul shlichus. In any case, the Rambam says, Amar l'shlucho, tein lo archi chaticha shel basar, halach ve'ashliach, v'amar lohen, tlu shtayim shtayim. Right, he says take one, and the Oreach says take two. Balabayis, so and without the distinction, this quote in the Gemara, Balabayis mo'al, shari nased dvaro, his word was done, v'ashliach patur. The shliach though is pater. Okay, that from the Gemara. You might have thought, like the Mishnah says, that everybody's moel. But the Rambam says that if the shliach is mosif, If the balabayis is ma'al, the shliach is not ma'al. V'ashliach pater. V'beishu mosif ha-shlichus balabayis. V'lo akarat ha-shlichus. Aval, im amr lahem ha-shliach, tzu shtayim shtayim midayti, shnein ma'alu. If he says, though, some of this is mine, so then he violates me, because that's separating what he did and what the balabayis did. But if he doesn't say anything, so then he does not violate, even though he was mosif. So that's very strange. The Ma'ari Kirkus and the other mafarshim here ask, I don't understand. Sounds like from the Gemara, the Tamiya Milsa, Tuva, ki b'gemara lo talu b'mosif, o mavir elachiv balabayis, av ashliach avilu yavi mosif, vade shemo ala masha hosif, v'lam alo, v'rabinu hitzrach shimar midayti. Why does the shliach's chiv, why is that limited to only a case where he says midayti? That's where he's connecting the avera to himself. But if he didn't say it, if he just did it, if he was mosif, the Rambam acknowledges that he's mosif. That extra one, that extra chatich, is not going back to the balabayis. But the second the balabayis is ma'al, then he is not ma'al. There are cases where they're both ma'al. We know where he separates. So that's difficult. If you're going to look in Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas, just to give you the makar, Reb Chaim in Shin Ayin Gimel. In Shin Ayin Gimel, Reb Chaim discusses this, and he discusses as he has elsewhere, the different aspects of Mi'ila. There's a din of Mi'ila, midin Gezel, and Din Hotzah, which we'll get back to, but anyway, that's Reb Chaim and Shinai and Gimel that deals with this problem of the Ma'ari Kirkus. How could it be that this Chilek is connected to the Shliach's Chiev? Number one. Number two, the other issue I wanted to bring up is, where the Mishnah here is discussing the possibility of the guests violating as well. The guests taking even more than what they are supposed to take. There's a big sugya in comes up. The Mishnah Malchan Hilcha is Schiris, really starts with the question, but really it's the Ramah brings it home. And the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch. Question is, let's say somebody's sitting at a guest in my house, and I gave them chicken. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the meal, let's say it's not Shabbos, because problem on Shabbos. Let's say it's a weekday night, I'm giving a guest a meal, and all of a sudden, one of the guests turns to the other guest, and one guest happens to be a man, and one happens to be a woman. And the man takes a piece of chicken that I had just given him, and he says, Hari amukudeshes li ba'ov zuka, that's Moshe of Yisrael. In front of witnesses, and he gives him the piece of chicken. Is he allowed to do that? Whose chicken is it? Who owns what's put in front of a guest's, on a guest's plate? That's a big shaila in the Mishnah Lamech. When does it become shel oreach, or is it never shel oreach? Says the Mishnah Lamech in Hilchos Schiris, the end of the 12th parak. Maharit nistapek ba'orchim ha-mesubin etzal balabayis im zochin b'matnoseihem mishe yag biheim. Do they own their food that they were given right when they pick it up? Oh, achi yitnu l'toch b'hem, or until they eat it. Maybe not there till they eat it. Or no, right? When it's put, maybe even put in front of me. When does it, what's my da'as? So he says, Vehine Rabbi Yonah in the ninth parak in Brachas, he says, V'dafka l'shamesh l'vashar b'nei yasudah yicholam l'atzei zeh l'zeh, sh'me'achar shu zimeno son, eno machbid, b'mashim nostim ela la'elu. So he quotes Rabbi Yonah from his Echaz Brachas, from the eighth parak, that he thinks that Rabbi Yonah holds that it automatically belongs to the guests. Well, if he did Rav, but he thinks that according to the Rambam, Hari Balabais Machbid, She'enu Mizak Elohim Ella Mishayinu Lutok Piyam. He thinks that the Diak in the Rambam, at the end of the Chaschirus, that it only belongs to the Oreach after it goes into their mouth. Where's the Diak in the Rambam? The Rambam says there, Po'el She'amar Tnu Le'ishti Ubanai Mashani Ochel. The halach is here, as we know, he referred to this last week, that a Po'el working in the field is allowed to eat from the field, as long as there's no other Averis involved. He's not a Nazir, he's not involved in grapes, and it's not Hektish, but if Paul, it's a Pasuk in Pashki Seitze. He's allowed to eat, it's understood. And if I don't let my worker eat, I violate the Isser of muzzling. Muzzling is not only of an animal, but it's also of a person. So what if the Paul says, you know what, instead of that, just give it to my wife and kids. Says, Paul, Sha'amar, Tnula Ishti, Ubani Mashani Ochel, O Sha'amar, Harini Nosin Ma'at Mizeshan Altalti, Lechol Ishti Ubanai, Ein Shomin Lo. He can't do it. He can't give it to his wife and kids. There's a special zchus that he gets while he's working. Shelo zachza Torah ela lapoel atzmo. Afilu nazir shahaya oseh banavim v'omer tinu l'ishti ubanai ein shomen lo. Even if it's a nazir, so he can't eat it. Doesn't matter. So the Mishnah Melech compares this to a case of a balabayis giving it to a guest, to an oreach. Just like here, what do you mean? It's as if the Baal Bayis saying, here, worker, please take it. So, and yet, the Rambam says he can't do it. Right? Maybe once it's in his mouth, which is not gonna change it then. But that's what the Mishnah Malach assumes. It's a machlokas between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's yours, it's the guest right away, and the Rambam not. You might have been machalik between a socher being working in the field and a guest in either direction. You might have been machalik. You might have said, a worker, that's a schus haTorah. Schus haTorah, it's his right away. He can do whatever he wants with it. Mashenkin, a balabayas, that's not a schus haTorah. That's just a nice thing to do. It's manners. So that's the umdana. So therefore, it's not strong enough. Or you can say the opposite. Or you can say, when it comes to a guest in the house, I'm giving it to him. He's my guest. I invited him over. I'm giving him food. It's his right away. The schus haTorah, no, that's a formal legal halacha. It's not in the person's mind, and therefore it's not going to be his until either one. So you might have been machalik in either direction, but the Mishnah Lamech does not think there is any chilukim. What do we paskin? What do we paskin? So where does this come up in Shulchan Aruch? So as you would have expected it comes up in Hilchas Kiddushin, Hilchas Marriage. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Chav Ches, the Rama, not the Shulchan Aruch. Yesterday I was in Tzfat for Shabbos, Machshavah D'Schus, so went to Rabbi Yosef Kairos Kever, davened in his in the shul yesterday, Beit Yosef shul. So it says the interesting on the Kever, it says Kever Beit Yosef. Let's say Kever Shulchan Aruch. He says Kever Beit Yosef. That's the, and then on the bottom it says that was also, by the way, he also wrote the Shulchan Aruch. But the Kever Beit Yosef, Yosef Kairo, tremendous schus. Anyway, says the Beit Yosef. Rama, Beit Yosef doesn't say anything here. But the Rama says, Oreach sheyoshev etzel baal habayis, v'notel chelko v'kidesh bo havi mukudashas. Rama says, according to the Mishnah Lamalach structure, he passes like Rabbeinu Yonah. I learned Rabbeinu Yonah, because that is, it's the guests right away. That is the Rama. If you look in the Be'er Heitev, the Be'er Heitev says right here, Tzarech lomar, dafka libino lo yitain, aval. Sorry, Avagav. First, he quotes Avagav the Isa Barachayim Orachemim Rasham Litomi Lefneim Belitin Lebrosho Balabayis. Even though, if you get something, the Shulchan Aruch says in the Orachayim, you can't take it home. You can't take a doggy bag. You can't take a doggy bag without permission. But early the Dafka Lebenolo Yitain. Aval Orachem Yuchon Litain Zel Zet. Mayachash Azime No Sam Eno Makbet Mashenosim Eilu Leelu. You let it give it to anybody sitting at the table. Im kein gam kam, eino makvah da balabais ba shekidesh isha bazeh, kivish ziminoto, right on the same suda. That is what the Be'er Heitev saves. And then he says, what happens, he's besupik, if it's only dafka kishekidesh isha acheres, it's only what, if he did another guess, what if he did the bas bal hasuda? What if he took it and married the daughter of the balabais? Avam kidesh the bas bal hasuda, iyave mukudeshes. He says it would differ. He says for Mokka, because post-Kim, would that make a difference or not? Would that make it better or not? Fine. One other source, right on the page. The Chachma Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger says, he has another chilik. He says, it depends. He says, Tehechi de'achal ha'oreach k'dei savo, az ha'moser chozel abal abayis, t'yish umdana de'lo hikna lo rak k'dei achilaso, if the guest ate his fill, and now he's taking more than his portion and trying to mekadesh somebody with it, so that doesn't work. Aval im tzimtzim v'lo achal k'dei savo. If you doubt, you knew you were getting married at the end of this meal, so you didn't eat your fill, and you took a little portion of what you could have eaten. And then, he says, v'hayu yachol lechol od, v'lo achal zeh habishalo, v'yachol litno l'misha yirtze. Uke'ein dekaim alam ba'almana, tzimtzim av osira hariyu shalah, zeh achiluk nachon, l'fi ani yizdaiti, bezis Hashem yisparach l'kal lohavin. So says the Chachma Shlomo, it depends if you limited what you were supposed to eat or not. If you ate regular, and then you took extra, you took doubles without asking, so that doesn't work for a marriage. So, fascinating discussion. Again, the Mishnah Lamalach Safik, the Rama, the Be'er Heitev, and the Taz in Simin Chav Ches, but it all has to do with the guest taking without asking, which is exactly what our Mishnah is talking about, taking without asking. Here it's talking about the Isra Me'ila, so you can be Mechalik, you can connect between Kiddushin and Hektish, as we have had back in the first parak of Kiddushin, as we discussed at length. The parallels between Kiddushin and Hektish. Remember, Dav Beis there, Asra Kuli Amaka Hektish, and others, Dav Zion, where his pashtus is Kiddushin Bakula, by a carbon, by a woman. Okay. Anyway, we get to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah here, Chaf Aleph. Amar Lo, more Shlichus Sugyas. As we discussed, this is the topic of the last parak. If we don't get to the Ksos today, I don't think so, better to remind me tomorrow before we finish. We have to do the Ksos on this Shlichus that talks about that Rambam. Amar lo, havei li min achalon o min adeluskama. If so, the Mishaleach asked the Shliach, somebody says, yeah, can you please bring me that? Can you please bring me that from the window? Or I'm not deluskama. What's a deluskama? Is it in some type of aron? The heavy low. And the shliach brings him. Afal pish amar balabais. Lo hayabali biela mizeh. The heavy mizeh. Even the balabais wasn't machad between which window. Can you please bring me that from the windowsill? And the balabais might have had one windowsill in mind. He didn't specify. And the shliach brings it from the other windowsill. Balabais mal. No, this is considered a kiyum hashlichus. You can't say that, oh, I meant a different one. As the Gemara is going to say, Dvarim shebalei veinam dvarim. Doesn't matter what he's thinking. He said window. He brought it from a window. That's it. And it's a kiyum hashlichus, and the balabayis is ma'al. Aval im amar lo. But if he says, havei li min hachalon vehevi lo min adeluskama. But if he says, please bring me from the window, and he blings from the aron, o min adeluskama vehevi lo min hachalon. Or he says, bring me from the Dluskama, and he brought from the Chalon, the Hashliach Mol, the Shliach is Mol, because that is a Bittul Hashlichus. Bittul Hashlichus. Shilach Biad Cherishot of a Katan, if he sends it with a Cherishot of a Katan, so now these aren't Gavras, these aren't Bar Chiyuvas, so then you can't say that they are going to be Chayah for Me'ilah. So then, Im Asur Shlichusa Balabayis Ma'al, the Balabayis is still Ma'al, even if they do it. Why would that be? We'll have to see whether, are they doing a shlichus? Is it good enough for me'ila? Is me'ila result-oriented? Do you not need shlichus for me'ila? So that is that line. Lo asu shlichusan, but if they didn't do what they were supposed to do, chen vani ma'al. Then the storekeeper is ma'al. The balabais is not going to be ma'al. They're not going to be ma'al. So the one who used it, the one who got the money. Balabais told them to go buy me some fruit. So the balabais, his word was not followed, so he's not going to violate Mi'ilah. The Shliach is not going to violate, but the Chenvani is going to. Tosa just says in the word, which we're going to have in the next line of the Mishnah also, L'kishayotzi, when he uses it. When the Chenvani uses it, when the storekeeper uses it, he's going to violate. Next case, Shalach Bi'an Pikeach. But if he sends it with a non-Cherashot of a Kadi, but v'nizkar shelo higia eisa l'chenvani, but the Balabais realizes before the Shliach gets there, he's like, I just gave him my hektish money. He didn't realize. He thought he gave him the chulin money. He gave him the hektish money. So then again, now the balabais is mazid. The balabais is mazid. He doesn't violate me'ila. Machlokas tanam. We probably doesn't violate. So chenvani ma'al likishe yotzi. So again, the chenvani is violates when he uses it. What about the shliach here? The Gemara will talk about it. Why did the shliach? Did the shliach find out also or not? That's a question. Ketzad yaseh. So, is there anything the balabais could do in order to save the rest of the people in the equation from violating? What could he do? Ketzad yaseh. So, notel pruta okli. He could take a pruta orakli, take something of value in his house. The omer pruta shall hektish b'chol makom shehu mechulu alzeh shehektish nifta b'kesef u'b'shav kesef. He could be do chilul. He could say, whatever it is, what I gave him, that money is nischalo on this item, and then the Kedusha leaves the other item and goes onto this item. So if he was a good guy, he would try to save the other Jew from this Isser. Good. Says the, yeah.
So when a Balabai sends someone out, he has to specify always,
When the Balabai sends somebody out,
the Assumption. And I say, go get me a piece of meat.
The assumption.
Back with hektish,
if he could, no, this is the case where the Balabai sends him hektish. The money that he gives is hektish. That's the case here. If he brings him back hektish, so then the chenvani is good. Bring me something from the chalon, which is what I'm saying. But then he had it. But let's say that even if the money that he well, we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say it doesn't matter if he's not specifying. We assume that his shlichus was done. And therefore, whatever he gets and he uses, he's going to violate the Me'ila. Good. Says the Gemara, Maika Mashmalan. I think your question might be, look at Tosas for a second. Havei min achalon. And he brought him the Shliach. Let's say he brings him from something else. The Shliach, right, he told him the Chalon, he brings him from the Dluskama. The Shliach is going to violate because he didn't do what the Balabai said. Likishayotzi Balabayas. Right, when the Balabai uses it, he's going to violate. Your case, right? You're right. That first case is where he brings him hektish. Right. He brings him hektish. So again, the shliach though is the one at fault because he's there. The shliach kind of turns into a mishaleach, and the balabais is the one that's using it, right? Shehu mistam a gizbar. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about a case of a gizbar. as was discussed on yesterday's Gemara. But you're right, in Achinami, that would be the shliach would be the one that's bringing it. But let's say the regular case, the Baik HaMash one says the Gemara, what's the chiddush of the first line, that even if the shliach comes back, the Baal HaBaya says, oh, I didn't mean that one, I meant a different one. We don't listen to him, Baik HaMash Malan, Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. No, Dvarim Shebelev, we don't care what he's saying inside, Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. So this Gemara, the main sugya of Dvarim Shebelev is in Miseches Kedushin Daf Nun. It's one of the major sugyas of Dvarim Shebelev, and the Gemara there brings up our Mishnah. And here our Mishnah just says Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. But in that Gemara, it's not so clear that we just say from our Mishnah Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. There in Daf Nun Aman Aleph, the Gemara says, quotes from our Mishnah, V'yamai Hakamar Belibi. I, the Baal HaBayis, says this is what I was thinking. Elalai Mishnah Damrin and Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. It must be Dvarim Shebelev are not considered Dvarim. If you don't say it, it's halachically not valid. V'dilma, says the Gemara, shiny hasam. Maybe there is different. D'lemiftar nafshemi karban ka'asi. Maybe only over there he's saying it because he's trying to pater himself from a karban. Because that's why we're worried that he's lying. He doesn't want to bring a karban. He doesn't want to bring shchitas chulin bazar. If he's not chayiv a karban, he didn't really do it. So then maybe he's just trying to protect himself. So maybe that case is different. So Gemara says, Havel lemeimar mazed haya. So another way he could have gotten out of it, he could have said, I was mazed. But he also wouldn't be chayiv a karban. If he said he was mazed, because then a mazed is also not chayiv. The Gemara says, you can't do that. Lo avid inish demashvi anafshe rishia. Right now, a person, what we would call, ain't other mesa maso rasha. So he can't, we don't say that he could have said that he was mazed, which maybe we'll have a Ian Shear about this week. So Gemara says, Havi lele morbin iskarti. You know, he could have said, oh, I remembered after. I remembered after I gave it to him. And that he wouldn't have been calling himself a rasha, because he didn't remember until afterwards. And the maskana there, it is a raya, that dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, because he could have tied in something else, but he didn't, and therefore we trust that it is einam dvarim, even though he's trying to get himself out of a karban. There is an important Tosfos. Tosfos quoted there in Kedushin Mem Tesem Habeis, where Tosfos says there are really three levels. There are three levels of dvarim shebelev. Very obvious, semi-obvious, or not obvious at all. The three levels. Tosfos says, V'yomeri, this is Mem Tesem Habeis in Kedushin, T'tzarech l'chalek v'lomar, T'yesh dvarim she'enam tzrichim t'nai kafol elo gilu milsa, T'anansadi da'adai t'dahachi avin. There are some things that don't need tznai kafel. You don't have to make to know that I'm serious. I don't need to have all the mishpatei atznaim, all the rules and regulations of making conditions at halacha, saying a double, saying the positive and the negative. You don't need all of those. You just need a gili milsi. You just need a little revealing your das. That's all, because it's semi obvious. So you just have to reveal your das. There are some cases like that. Because it's pretty clear that you're doing it, so you just need to like get over the hump and give us a little gilui. And there are some things that even gilui milsa wouldn't help, right? Because I'm sorry, you don't even need gilui milsa. It's so obvious, you don't even magala your das at all. So there are some things that are so obvious you have to do nothing. There are some things that are semi-obvious, and therefore, you just need a little gili milsa. And there are some things that are not obvious at all. And the only way they're going to work is if you have full-fledged mishpatei atznaim. Right? If somebody gets married and says, marry a mekudeshet b'dvazu, and then the next day he says, you know what? I only married you on condition that it rained today. I didn't tell you, but it's only on condition. So that's crazy. Right? There's nothing obvious there, and he's making it all up. And therefore, you would need mishpatei atznaim. You need regular rules and regulations of tanaim. Because there, that's a totally not obvious case. Then there's a mid-obvious case. There are some cases there quoted in Kedushin. But then there's a third case where you don't even need to do anything. Gemara says, if somebody's making aliyah and he does not think that he has any yorshim, so he gives away all of his property. They didn't have lifts in the Talmudic lifts, so therefore they just gave it away and they bought it there. They bought it in Eretz Yisrael. So what if he gives all the away his property, he doesn't think he has any yorshim, and he starts leaving. And then the day before he leaves, his long-lost son walks in. I heard you make an aliyah. So we say, that's what's called Dvarim Shebelev Ubelev Kaladam. It's obvious. And therefore, we say that even though he didn't give conditions to the people that bought his stuff, they had to give it back. And the deal is undone. Because that's Dvarim Shebelev ubelev kol adam, right? Or kosim nechasav lacherim v'shamashi yishlo ben shematana batala. Or right, it gives other examples, right? On the side, lo zaven al adaita lemesek la'arad Yisrael. But anyway, these are the three categories, says the Ri in Tosfos, the Kiddushin of Memtes Mabez to Dvarim Shebelev. Three different levels. Okay, but remember, our Gemara just innocently says, our Mishnah proves Dvarim Shebelev Enim Dvarim, which is the maskana of that Gemara in Kiddushin of Nun, but it was not so clear, right? The Gemara went back and forth first, including the line of Enad Demes Masbo Rosh. Good. Shilach v'yad cherishot v'katan im asu. So shilach, if you send in front of with the cherishot v'katan, if they do what they were supposed to do, fine. The balabayis is moel, but if not, the chenvani is moel. Ask the Gemara. If they do what they're supposed to do, the balabayis is moel. V'alav b'nei shlichus aninu. I say they're not b'nei shlichus. So why do we care what they did? It's like you threw it in the garbage. Why is it? Why is that miyuchas to the balabayis? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Asa'um kema'atan shel zeisim. They treated this case like a vat of olives. What does that mean? We know in the halachas of Hekshel Kabel Tuma, which is what all the Meseches Taurus is all about, or about to quote a Mishnah in Taurus, that a food has to become wet with one of the seven liquids before it can become tame. So, says the Mishnah, the Tanz, Hazesim, Amosan, Kabel Tuma, when are olives with Kabel Tuma? What's the issue? I put olives in a basket, and olive oil oozes out onto itself as it becomes soft and mushy. And then, after I have it in the basket, I put it into a big vat. So the Mishnah is about to say, I'm not happy when the olive oil oozes out of the basket. You know why? Because when I take it out, it's going to ooze out of the holes of the basket. I'm only happy of the oozing once it's in the big vat. So, and then, as we know in Hekshel Kabel Tuma, you not only need it to get wet, you need it to get wet, l'ratzon habayalim. The Baal Bais has to be happy about it. So, olives, one of them, Kabel Tuma, Mishia zi'u ze'as hama'aton, v'lo ze'as hakupa. When it literally sweats, when it oozes into the matan and not into the kupa. So that, or similar, meaning, what is the Mishnah trying to say? What is the Gemara trying to use this Mishnah? It sounds like, what's the Pashas? You don't need shlichus for me'ila. You just need nichale. And as long as what happened is nichale to me, and I set the ball in motion, you don't need actual shlichus. That's what the comparison is to actual Kabel Tuma. Or, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kosa Shashaninu, like we learned elsewhere, Meseches Erevin, about placing an Erev, Nosno Gabi Akofa Holichu, what if I gave the Erev to a monkey, and the monkey put down the Erev Tchumen? So you're going to tell me, oh, Agabi Apil, Vaholichu, or an elephant took the Erev. So then, Hareza Erev, that works. What do you mean it works? An elephant is my shliach? The answer is no. There you don't need formal shlichus, alma of the shlichusay. So you see, lamais is considered kiyama shlichus, where you don't need formal shlichus, all you need is nichale, where you put down the eruv, or me'ila, or hakshul kabel tuma. So achanami is avish shlichusay. So here too, the shlichus was done. Okay, that's what the pashtus is, that you don't need shlichus. There is a nesivus, and it's discussed by others as well. The Nesiva says in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, he thinks Mi'ila does need shlichus, but it's a different kind of shlichus. That's his formulation. He says, V'al karchach, sarach lomar, de'bishlich le'dvar avir tamachrini iki, de'nechzi anan, be'mi'ila tficho mechir v'shlichus yad v'chulu, you're chayiv even if a katan does it. What does that tell me? M'me'ila lo tsarach ben shihei ha'shlich dumya de'mishalayach. Dahanach dafka di alfin and shlichus de tumi truma. Bidan shehe shlich dumi de mishaleach. Mikra di atem gam atem. Mashe ein kein be me'ila ve'enach. So the achron, later achron of Ramadai from the Nesivas, that you do need shlichus, but the shlichus is a different kind of shlichus. You don't need what usually is needed, that the mishlich and the mishaleach have an identity connection. And he, if the shliach can't do it, so then it's mufka from shlichus. But here, the nesivus seems to hold that you do need a shlichus, there's a different kind of shlichus, and the big footnotes in the nesivus say that this helps to answer many questions of the Rishonim. One other ha'ara, the stipler, yeah. The stipler says here in Simen Yud, he thinks this whole discussion of only nichale being good enough and not a true shlichus only works for the me'ila of hotza'ah and not the me'ila of hana'ah. Remember we had back in the first Mishnah of the fifth parak, There's differences between getting benefit or something that depreciates, then you have to, it has to depreciate. And benefit is not good enough. So Achronim call those two types of mi'ila, mi'ila of hotza'ah, or others could say mi'ila of gezel, like Chaim says, and also the mi'ila of hana'ah, getting benefit, not focusing on the chefza, focused on the gavra. So the stifler says right here, this whole idea of having a chershat of a cut to do something for you that works for the mi'ila of hotza'ah, you could bypass and say nichale is good enough. But if the chershat of the katan benefits, I'm going to violate me'ila, that's not going to work. He said it's only for me'ila of hotza'a and not for the me'ila of hana'a. That's what he suggests here. And he has other answers as well, but that's in Simen Yud right here in Masechta Me'ilah. The chiluk b'zeh mi'ilah da'anami le'ilah da'hotza'ah. The ahid shalach b'yad chershat v'katan yoso shlichusan bal b'ayismal ha'mayri b'mi'ilah da'hotza'ah. Sheshalach chershat v'katan la'hotzi ha'pruta shal hekdesh v'lino l'chen boni. Umat sheshalach chershat v'katan in kevanaso sheheim heim ha'iyu maknem es ha'pruta. Da'mashalechu ha'maknem es ha'pruta. V'chershat v'katan nishtako raklasos ma'isa mesira li'ad chen boni. V'nechshav sh'asa bal b'ayis es ha'hotza'ah mirushus ha'hekdesh rushus chen boni. Right, and then the answer being ma'aton shel zaysim. But when it comes to me'il of hana, it would not work. Okay, it's a big piece in Stifler Simen Yud that's good enough for us right now. Continuing the Gemara now, last section of the Gemara. Shilach b'yad pikeach v'chulu. If I send it with a pikeach, and the Baal Bayis remembers beforehand. So what did it say? The chenvani is ma'al. Ask the Gemara. V'yavagadlo itkar shliach. The chenvani is ma'al and not the shliach, even where the shliach does not remember. V'arminu. We learned in the Braisa. V'arminhi. Nizkar Baal Bayis v'lo nizkar shliach. Hashliach ma'al. The shliach violates mi'ila. So the Gemara says, Amar Efsheshes, Masisa k'jiz kushneim. You're right. Our mission is where they're both mazed. The Baal Bayis and the shliach are mazed. The chenvani is the only one that is shokig, and that's why the chevani is ma'al. But if the shliach didn't know about it either, and the Baal HaBayis didn't do the chilul of getting the kedusha off of what he gave him, so then nechinami, the shliach would be ma'al as well. The pashtus is that if the Baal HaBayis remembers that the Baal HaBayis is putter because he's mazed. He's mazed. There is a Rashi in Chagiga, Lexos points out this distinction, Rashi Chagiga gives a different reason why the Baal HaBayis would be putter if he remembers. And that is, it would be a bitul hashlichus then. That would be a bitul hashlichus. The Nizkais, Rashi says, in Chagiga Yunim Abeis, the Nihid Baal HaBayis putter, the Kiva, the Nizkar, Anan Sadi, the Sulo Nichale B'shlichuse. Once he knows about it, it's obvious that he would not want the shlichus. The Heich. Right, that's why it's not the shliach is not going to be considered a shliach because the Baal HaBayis would be upset with the shlichus. So two different Rashi. The Ksos points out the Siren Rashi's. The Ksos in Shin Memches, but Rashi Pashtus, Rashi Kedushin, that's the Pashtus of the Gemara, that the Baal HaBayis is Pater because he is Mazed. Good. Next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Nosan Lo Pruta. Other cases of shlichus. Nasan lo pruta, amar lo. Haveli b'chetzia neiris b'chetzia psilos. He gives a pruta to a shliach, and he says, please bring me a half a pruta's worth of candles, and half a pruta's, like neiris would be the actual, let's say the wax or the promotos, and a half psilos, meaning spend half on each. V'halach v'hevi lo b'kula, psilos b'kula neiris, and it said, he spends all the money on one. He wanted half and half, he says all the money on one. Osha amar lo, haveli b'kulaneiros v'kula psilos. So the opposite, he says, please bring me all. Kulaneiros v'kula psilos. V'halach v'hevi b'chetzi neiros v'chetzi psilos. And instead he brings half and half. Shneim lo ma'alu. They both don't violate me'ila. Why not? If he says bring me half and half, and he brings him all kula, then he is Mishanem. In both cases, he's Mishanem Das Baal HaBayis. But in either way, they're both not Ma'al because he was only Mishanem a half a pruta's worth. And therefore, even though he was Mishanem, the Baal HaBayis doesn't violate, but he doesn't violate either. The Rishash, fascinating discussion of the Rishash. The Rishash there in Kiddushin Daf Nun, where this comes up, says, one second, the reason that we say generally that the shliach is the one not at fault, the Mishaleach, is because we say Yesh Shliach Levar Avera. That's the Chiddush by Me'ila. But one minute. The second that we say that the Baal HaBayis does not violate, then the whole action should be mitzuraf to the shliach. Because the Baal HaBayis is out of the picture. So that it should be a total, a whole pruta, a violation here. You should say the chatzis shir of the balabais and the chatzis shir of the shliach should combine. Because the second the mishalech is out of the picture, we go back to the regular rule. He's out. There's no shlich of the varavera here. And we should say that he violates through me'ilah. That's his question. He discussed maybe you say chatzis shir is only also derabanan. But either way, that's an interesting question that the Rishash asks there in Kedushin Daf Nun. But continuing the Mishnah, Avalo Amar Lo Haveli Bechetzi Neiros Makom Ploni Ubechetzi Psilos Makom Ploni. But in this case, if he says, "Bring me neighbors from here and psilos from here," and he switches, Valach Avilo Neiros Makom Psilos Upsilos Makom Neiros. Malcolm Neros, Hashliach Ma'al. In that case, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. So there, it's considered a total violation because he switched both sides. So it's a prutah's worth of Mi'ila for the Shliach. And the Chiddush is also, you don't assume that the Baal Bais wasn't being so medaktik. If he said a specific place, he obviously likes those Psilos and he likes those Neros. Nasa, unless he states prutos, he gives him two prutos for Amalo. Lech v'havei li esrog. Please go buy me an esrog. V'halach v'hevi lo ba'achas esrog u ba'achas rimon. And instead, he brings him back an esrog and a rimon. How much was each one worth? Half a pruta. But we'll have to talk about that in the Gemara. Shnei Amalu. I'm sorry. They were each worth a pruta. So Shnei Amalu. They both violate Me'ila. Why? As we said last time, it's a hosafa. And therefore, they both violate. Even the balabais. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. No. Balabais lo mal. The Baal Bais doesn't violate in that case. Why? Shaharet shehu amelo. Esrog although ayiti mevakei. Say esrog, big esrog. Veveteli katavara. You only spent, I wanted a two pruta esrog. You bought me a one pruta esrog. So therefore, the Baal Bais does not violate. It was not done to his liking. Nasan lo dinar zav. If he gives him a dinar zav, which is six slaim of silver. Va'amalo lech v'haveli chalok, bring me a shirt. V'halok v'havilo b'shlosha chalok b'shlosha talos. Again, he spends half. Instead of spending the whole six on a shirt, he spends three on a shirt and three on a talos, on a beged. Shnei ma'alu, Tanakam again says, they both violate. Rabbi Yehuda omer, balabayis lo mal. Shehu omer lo chalok gadol hayiti mevakish. Veviteli kadon ara. You didn't bring me the one that I asked for. So therefore, the balabayis, machlokes, whether the balabayis is mal or not. What's unclear in the Gemara is, what happened? Did he get a good deal, or did he just spend half? So we'll see. Shmas Mina, the Gemara first says, what do you see from our Mishnah? The fact that he says, the Tanakhama says, Shnei Amalu, even though the Baal Bais told him to spend all the money on one, Shmas Mina, Man de Amar Lashlucho, Zil Zaven Li Kura Da'ara. If somebody says to his Shliach, go buy for me a kura of land, V'azal V'zaven Le Liska, and he only buys a half kura, Kani Lokeach. It must be that it works, because he did. He did, sign, at least, you know, even though he bought part of it, right? So to the, just like the Bala, in our Mishnah, the Shliach spent half the money on what he was supposed to buy, and it works, the Bala buys his Ma'al, so too if he buys half a piece of land that he was supposed to. So doesn't that work? The Gemara says, no. Amri, hach ma'eskinan kegon, da'aisi le'shavet vav b'shalosh. No, he bought exactly what he was supposed to buy, he just got a good deal. He got a good deal. He bought the whole thing he was supposed to buy. He just got a good deal. He bought a six sella shirt for three. So he just got a good deal, and that's why he violates in our Mishnah. The Gemara says, one second. That's the case, but Amos Seifos, how do you understand Rabbi Yehuda then? Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Bala Bais Lomal, Shuyacha Lomer Lo, Chalak Hayisi, Chalak Gadol Hayiti Mevakesh, Hevete Li Chalak Katan Vara. You see, Rabbi Yehuda, he did not buy him the thing that he asked for. The Gemara says, no, to Omer Lay. He got him what he asked for, but because the deal, he got such a great deal, he says, Iyav is dinar kule, Isis li shove beis dinarim. If you would have spent the whole thing on the shirt, I could have got an even better shirt. So that's why he's saying, he said, I told you for this, but if you would have done what I asked, so then I could have even gotten a better one. So Chaim Mistar, but it also makes sense that this is the case, Diktani, because we know in the Tosefta it says that Mod Rabbi Yehuda bekitnis shishnei amalu. Rabbi Yehuda agrees, if he tells them to buy kitnis, barley, then both would violate. Shakitnis, beprutah of a kitnis bedinar. Because it doesn't matter how much kitnis you buy. And therefore, that's where he's moda. But in our Mishnah, it's a case where it does matter. If you spend more money, you'll get an even better deal. That's the case that they're arguing about. Says the Gemara, one second. Hey, chidami. I don't understand. Why would kitnis be the same? Iba asra de zavani b'shuma. If it's a case where they sell an estimation, gabi kitnis. Nami diyav sella mostly tvei. Isn't it true where you would buy more, the seller would give a better deal? Wouldn't that be true even with the barley case as well? So where's it? No, it must be not. It must be not that mitzias. Amar Papa, beduchta de mezavni, bekani, kani, kani, kana, bepruta, tasa pasig milsayu. No, it's a case where as much as you buy, every kan is worth a certain amount of pruta, and therefore he wouldn't have gotten a good deal. That's why Rabbi Yehuda agrees in that case. But in our Mishnah, it's a case where if he would have spent more money on the shirt, he could have gotten an even better deal. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says that the Baal Bais is not moel, because he's upset, and the Tanakama says he is because he still did what he was supposed to get. Good. Continuing the Mishnah. Hamafkin Moses al Shulchani. Last Mishnah in Meseches Me'ila. If he gives money to a Shulchani. Somebody gives money to a money changer. So a money changer could be understood as somebody who is always using the money. So do I have das that you're going to use some of the money? So im tsururin, if I gave them tied up, then obviously I don't want you to use them. Lo yishtamish bohen, I just want you to be a shomer. Lefichachim hotzi ma'al, therefore if you use them, you, the shulchani, violates me'ila. Im musarin, but if they're open, so then yishtamish bohen, then you're allowed to use them. And lefichachim hotzi lo ma'al, so then if you use them, you don't, the chenvani does not violate me'ila. The mishalech might violate me'ila. The Meiri points out about mitziah, the end of Hamafkid and Dapem Gimel, if you gave fancy special coins, then obviously. If it's clear that it's a case where he doesn't want him to use the money, so then fine. He would have to say that there would not be any Me'ila. Then he would not want to use them and the Shulchani would violate. But that's if you give it to a Shulchani, Eitzel Balabayis, but if you give it to Stama person, Stama friend cannot use this money. You can never use them. Lefichach, Imhotzi, Ma'al. That's why if the Balabayis uses them, he violates Me'ila. So that's regarding the Shulchani versus the Balabayis. What about a middle type of person? Hachenvani. Chenvani is a storekeeper. He doesn't stay and change money all day, but he's also not like a balabayas. He uses money. So, machlokas. Hachenvani ka balabayas. Div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda omer ka shulchani. Rebbe Yehuda says he is like a shulchani. That's the first half of the Mishnah. Second half of the Mishnah. Nafla pruta shal hektish b'to kiso. If pruta of hektish falls into my pocket. Now I have a bunch of money in my pocket. Osha amar pruta bekis ze hektish. Or I have a whole pocket of money and then I say, a pruta in this pocket is hektish. Kivan shahoti esarishona ma'al. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. I violate, I could assume that the first one that I take out is hektish and I violate. That's Rabbi Akiva. No, it's the last one. The last one that's going to violate because you could be mako unless you know otherwise. Why is this? What's the start of the Tanakama? Pasuk Savi the Raisa L'Chumra. The Chachamim, special din, as we'll see, that we could assume there was an umtana that he only wanted the last one. Umoder, Rabbi Kiva L'Chachamim, Rabbi Kiva would agree to the Chachamim. Ba'omer Pruta Min Kizze Hektish. If he uses that Lashon, Shu Motiv Olechachiozi is Kalakis. Then he could take him out all the way until he gets to the last one. Why? Kiyasar Avdimi Amar Ambi Amar Rami Ler Shlakash Rabbi Yochanan Maishra Reisha Maishra Seifa. Why does Rabbi Kiva agree in the Seifa? Amar Le Seifa Ba'omer Lo Yiftar Mi Kizze Min Ha Hektish. Hektish shouldn't be gone from this pocket. There should be some hektish in this pocket. Meaning, in the last one could be hektish. That could be good enough. Just one final point. Tosas here. I think we referred to this Tosas a few weeks ago. Tosas points out to the Yerushalmi Pruta, why don't you say Bittel Barov? The Pruta fell in. So why don't you say Bittel on a Daraisa level? You're talking about Me'ila here. Do you want to say, oh, Midraban and it's a Davar Chashuv? Why don't you say Bittel? V'teim a third wide line. Liftel high Pruta shall act as Shenafla. I have Davar Sheishlam a Tirin. That's only Dirabanan. V'tzarech Lomar. Deleka Echa Chad Bekis. Maybe there's only one other coin. We get the picture that it's a lot of coins. It's one in one. So there's no Bittel. Or Inami Matbeh Chashiv lo Batel. Or maybe Tosva says a Matbeh coins are Chashiv, then a Batel. Is that even Daraisa? It sounds that way. Because Tosva says in this question, you can't say Devar Sheish Latirin, because that's only Durabanan. So it sounds like Matbeh is Chashiv, is not Batel. Very interesting, important Tosva. What exactly is meant by Matbeh? But we'll have to stop here. Gotta go to, and we will continue. Okay, Hashem, tomorrow we finish Amila and we start Meseches Kinyan.